This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Day for vaccinations, with more than 164,000 doses administered on Thursday, according to Governor J.B. Pritzker.
That's a great direction. That is definitely a positive news. We just need to make sure that everybody is following mitigations that exist today, wearing their masks, doing the right thing, so we can bring those hospitalizations and those ICU beds down.
The governor says those that are ending up in the hospital are typically those that have not yet been vaccinated. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Protesting a police shooting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Some looted stores and threw rocks at officers in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Someone shot at a police precinct and police responded with flashbangs and tear gas. The National Guard was activated as hundreds demonstrated. Angry police shot and killed a black man they were trying to arrest at a traffic stop.
After learning he had an outstanding warrant, the suspect tried to get back in his vehicle and was shot by the officer doing the stop. The man was still able to drive off, but soon crashed into another car. He was declared dead at the scene. It wasn't long before crowds started to form. People claiming to be the suspect's relatives identified him as 20-year-old Dante Wright.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. In nearby Minneapolis, the third week of Derek Chauvin's trial will soon start. He's the fired officer charged with murder and George Floyd's death last year. Another cop's just been fired in Virginia. Fox's Evan Brown is on this case live.
Yeah, Dave, a police officer from the town of Windsor, Virginia, is fired for his involvement in a December nighttime traffic stop at a gas station in which a U.S. Army officer was pepper sprayed by the cops, who also drew their firearms. The fired officer's name is Joe Gutierrez. He and his partner say the driver, Army 2nd Lieutenant Karen Nazario, was trying to elude them. Nazario's attorney says that isn't true, that he was trying to find a well-lit area. He's now suing the officers. The incident was recorded by police body cameras, Dave.
Yeah, but a police chase ended this morning with a shooting in Carroll County, Georgia. At least two officers injured. Arizona's attorney general suing the Biden administration again. This time, Mark Brnovich accuses it of violating the National Environmental Protection Act, telling Fox and Friends,
by stopping the wall construction, they're violating NEPA, and because it's allowing more and more people come into this country, migrants, and that's having a devastating impact on our environment.
America's listening to Fox News.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel
okay.
Truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Now, Newsmax is asking if you approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and trillions in spending. And did President Trump do a better job? Vote in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word RESPOND to 39747. That's RESPOND to 39747. Let us know who you like better, Trump or Biden. Vote in the Newsmax poll. Text RESPOND to 39747. That's RESPOND to 39747. And watch Newsmax today.
The Biden administration is pushing the $2-plus trillion infrastructure plan. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells Fox News Sunday,
you don't need an engineering report to know that driving on American roads, they're not the way they should be, that our bridges need work. We've got thousands upon thousands that are in poor condition or even structurally deficient.
Today, the president will meet with lawmakers from both parties.
Mississippi GOP Senator Roger Wicker plans to be part of that delegation. He said Sunday on ABC's This Week, he feels President Biden never made a counteroffer to a GOP proposal for the American Rescue Plan. Wicker says if the president truly wants to negotiate,
I think we can get somewhere and have a much bigger infrastructure package than we were able to do under the last administration. I'm in favor of that.
President Biden says he's willing to listen to reason, but not doing anything to improve infrastructure is not an option. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Well, Wall Street stock futures have been down after the Dow. The Nasdaq, or rather S&P 500, hit record highs to close out last week. It's a big day in Japan where they're celebrating a golf master, a Hideki Matsuyama is the first Japanese golfer to win a major tournament. After a victory at Augusta, he finished the Masters at 10 under par, one shot better than Will Zalatoris. On the NASCAR track,
Martin Truex Jr. became the first repeat winner of the 2021 NASCAR Cup Series season, taking the checkered flag in the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 at Martinsville Speedway Sunday. The win continues Truex Jr.'s recent dominance at the track. He's now won three of the last four races held there, dating back to 2019. Chase Elliott finished second, Denny Hamlin third, William Byron fourth, and Kyle Larson rounded out the top five. Ryan Mayer, Fox News.
And this is a big day for hockey fans, closely monitoring which players may be on the move. This is the NHL's trade deadline. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Now.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 64, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 41. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 60, and Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 46 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday 8 o'clock hour of Buyers and Company. Dr. Dana Ray will join us. We'll preview our big giveaway with First National Bank and Marquee Coffee, giving away those Visa gift cards, $100 plus free Marquee Coffee next.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. You just heard the commercial for the refresh. I was looking at it in my email box just a few minutes ago. And do you remember what a phone book looked like?
What it looked like or what it looks like?
We still have them?
Oh, well, they kind of resemble like a slightly wider, slightly taller Reader's Digest these days. They used to be like four times thicker. I mean, it honestly is it's bad.
When was the last time? Well, you say it's bad. I say it's non-existent in most people's life.
It's,
I mean,
on
when
my
was the
porch.
Last time you used? I get that, but when was the last time you actually used a phone book?
Man, I've thumbed through a phone book within the last couple of years, looking for some of the old style services like masonry and stuff like that, but for nothing else. I've never looked up I haven't looked up a person's name on a paper phone book, I bet, in 25 years.
I would say that's probably about right. Maybe not 25 years. I think that be surprised 20. If you go back through the timeline that it's not as long ago as you think it is. But certainly it's been a long time. And how do you even publish phone numbers? I mean, most people don't even have a home phone number.
Right. Yeah. I stopped looking outside of, honestly, it had to be about 22, 23 years ago for residential numbers, but for business, you know, sometimes people would put coupons in there and stuff. I bet I use phone book for businesses fairly regularly up until about maybe 8 to 10 years ago, would be my guess.
Okay. And yet they are still printing them.
Yeah. I don't understand.
And people are still advertising in them. And I suppose there's a certain percentage of the population that still maybe uses them for business purposes. I can't imagine. It's hard for me to comprehend. But I assume that there's, I mean, we still have 7% of this country that doesn't use the internet. So there's a pocket there of people, I suppose. But I certainly can't imagine it's the vast majority or even a tiny minority of people that still actually use the phone book. The downside of that is Lindsay writes about in the refresh this morning, is we don't know phone numbers anymore. You know, you can clearly, as she mentions in the refresh, recite your home phone number from when you were a kid.
Yep.
Like, I mean, it's still right there in your brain. But today, you're hard-pressed to give anyone's telephone number. I mean, if you had to just go, what's my phone number? Most people wouldn't be able to tell you that.
That's exactly right. It's weird. I have about 5 phone numbers that I dial that I know, and I've got probably 20 that I recognize when you put the you know, the area code with the first 3 numbers that I'm like, oh, I bet it's so-and-so. But it, man, I remember so many numbers from before and so few now. She's right on the money with that.
Absolutely. And she even goes into the details. Do you remember, like, certain ads in the phone book had the little Jesus fish, you know, to imply, you know, trustworthiness?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Anywho, it's fun. Sign up for the refresh at Natigator.com. And today's edition, there is a dog by the name of Chocolate. And there's also a registration entry for the Invest and Inspire series with John Bates coming up this Thursday. And then careers. We've partnered with the Economic Development Corporation to every week send out some links specifically to some of those jobs that are available out there. And this week we take a look at DPS 61, the Decatur Park District, and Crossing Healthcare, who all have job openings. So you can check that out at your leisure. It comes right to your email box. I have the uptick, speaking of old-fashioned, you know, telemarketing, I have been getting more and more of these calls, I mean, like on a daily basis over the past few months than I can ever remember.
Are they all of the same theme?
A lot of them are about car warranties, mm-hmm. or whatever. And then now I'm getting text. Where you get multiple, like a group text. I don't even know who all of the numbers are because they don't come up as names, just numbers. With adult entertainment stuff.
Oh, I haven't gotten any of that, but that group thing could really, if people start replying to the whole group, oh, I hadn't even thought of that prospect. I've been lucky to find out that I'm the first, second, or third place winner from Amazon. I've been told that this parcel hasn't, it's been changed, or PayPal's been compromised.
Yeah. A lot of the things that you might, mm-hmm. if it's supposedly coming from the United States Postal Service, or it's coming from, you know, Amazon or whatever, you might be inclined, because people do use text notification, you know, as far as packages arriving or whatever. You gotta just delete that stuff, immediately.
Oh man, it's so dangerous. And so there, if you order Amazon quite a bit, or you get mail every day, like almost everybody does, there's a high likelihood that the circumstances could make one of those seem like a thing that, oh, I am waiting on a package, click, and then there you go. I mean, so you really, if you didn't do something directly to, like at that moment, you updated something on your Amazon, and I mean, they're not texting you anyway, but. But if it just shows up in a Tuesday afternoon, you probably didn't ask for that.
That's exactly right. Now, the phone does a pretty good job of identifying spam, you know, meaning like when you get a call, not always, but more often than not, it will come up as spam risk, you know, as the what would normally be the name of the person calling you or whatever. It's not perfect, but they do a pretty good job of that. You know, but will we get to the point where your phone calls and your text messages are treated the way your email is treated, you know, like with clutter and junk, or are we just going to be in for more and more and more of this? And particularly, you know, we talked about this a couple of months ago, you know, during COVID, a lot of this sort of like didn't happen because they didn't have these gigantic call centers around the world with people coming in, and a lot of this is you know, computer driven. I don't know. I'm not complaining because we have the ability to weed a lot of this stuff out. It's not like you have to fall for it, but it seems to me that it's increasing exponentially over the last few months.
Yeah, I would say in the long term, we're going to end up probably going all digital, and so thus you'll have the ability to have the different folders and whatnot. I will say that the spam risk, I've had local business call me a few times and show up as spam risk, and it's been a number that I've called personally and confirmed. So it goes the other way, too. Sometimes it's a little too aggressive. But I don't know, Brian. I think that the data and manipulation through that is going to be our biggest concern locally, individually, and even as countries, because it's so much easier to wreck things that way. And then the rise of catfishing, you know, for people that are doing that. I think there are full-fledged call centers in places like Nigeria and elsewhere where people are running like 15, 16 different relationships with different people at the same time and just getting them for gift cards to buy more memberships to the match.coms and all of that, and then eventually take them for some money. It's tough. It's a rough world out there, digital.
Yeah, it's like with every advent of every new thing comes with it the bad people who want to take advantage of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because a lot of this technology is so cool from the jump street that they don't think about the back end. And so all these people are like, yeah, but there is a back door right there that I am going to ride this hype train all the way up.
It really does, you know, make you question humanity. You know, that like I sit there and I get excited about, you know, literally this NASA mini helicopter that's going to take flight on Mars. And all I think about is, oh my God, what we're capable of today. And then you got a whole bunch of other people going, how can I take advantage of that?
Yeah, it's disappointing.
It's disheartening.
It
truly is. All right. I'm going to suggest to you, I would never assume what you find interesting as far as vacations are concerned, but I will tell you, if you are a stargazer or if you have any interest in this area, the Mesa Verde National Park in Colorado has now been accredited as the 100th International Dark Sky Park, which if you've ever visited one of these locations, and we had the great opportunity back in September to do this in Utah, this is maybe the most awesome, inspiring, no-tech thing you've ever experienced in your entire life.
And I didn't even know that they I mean, it makes sense. I didn't know that they had a list that they compiled and certified. So that's pretty interesting.
21 countries around the world, and there's 37 other sites administered by the National Park Service, here in the United States of America. And it's a commitment, it demonstrates a commitment by parks to improve their night skies through the use of more energy efficient, sustainable lighting and all these other things. I would just tell you not to even care about any of that. You will not believe what your eye can see if you visit one of these places.
I've wanted to do that. It's not the same, but I've had that moment of awe being in the old school IMAX where they put a sky up around you in a dome 360. But it doesn't feel vast. It feels overwhelmingly cool, but it doesn't feel vast. And I think that there's really nothing you can do to replicate that other than to put your eyeballs on an unlit sky where all the stars are out there. So I'm jealous of that.
It is just hard to explain. We don't live in a big city. You know, we have light pollution, mm-hmm. but not nearly like something like Chicago or Los Angeles, right. or Boston. And you can stand out on a clear night and wonder at the heavens and, mm-hmm. and see a lot. But the difference between us being in Utah at that national park, when it takes your breath away. I mean, it makes you feel so small and insignificant to the universe. And it is just something that is really hard to describe, meaning I can tell you all day long what it looks like. I cannot prepare you for what you will feel. I mean, you will just have your breath taken away.
Wow. And so now Colorado is the 100th.
Yes. So if you hear about this Dark Sky Park, and they're not all, by the way, there's five national parks in Utah, but only one of them is this Dark Sky certified. And I just remember, you know, we had the little flashlights, and you park your car, and you got to walk to the area because it is pitch black. I mean, like, no light. At all, which is an unusual thing for people who live in cities. I mean, you just don't get that sort of experience. Yeah, it's probably better if you live on a farm in Moroa than living in the middle of Decatur, but it is light years of a difference between going to one of these places. I mean, it is spectacular.
Is it not so dark that the sky is actually somewhat bright? You know, is that how
yeah.
that works?
But you got tree cover, you've got, I mean,
you're,
you know,
you're under a canopy.
You get to the observation point or one of the observation points, where you stand there, and I can't even imagine what you look like, just a little kid, you know, with your arms down at your side, and you're looking up at this unbelievable magic, and you're just sitting there dumbfounded and speechless at all that there is to behold. I would highly recommend it. If it's not on your bucket list, it ought to be on your bucket list, and you should definitely visit Colorado now being added to the list as certified, and just check it out. It will be something that is, I'm not going to say life-changing, but you will look at the universe in a different way. One of the things John Bates talked to me about, and I hope that he talks about on Thursday in our Vest and Inspire series with Hickory Point Bank that we're doing, and you can sign up for free at Nauticator.com. It's noon on Thursday, hour-long program. Is he's worked with astronauts and NASA, and that there is a thing that they all have in common once they have been to space. They have a hard time looking at the Earth in a parochial sort of way, you know, once they've seen the Earth from that distance.
Right. I mean, scale and scope of things. You know, you go to a park now and you're like, man, this thing's huge. Ah, no, it's not. It's a dot. It's not even a whole dot. It's part of
yeah,
the dot.
But when you look at this world that we all live in, and we're all divided by all these lines, and whether it's politics or nations or neighborhoods or, you know, Merle Forsyth and Decatur, you know, whatever it might be, when you've seen the totality of the globe from that perspective, you come back with a little different thought process about the Earth. And we only have one of these, and we're all on it. And we're all in the same storm but different boats. And I hope that there's some takeaways Thursday. I'm sure there will be with John. So I highly encourage you to sign up at Nauticator.com. It's free, and it will take 60 minutes out of your day. And I trust me, you're going to take away a lot more than 60 minutes of worth after you've had a chance to listen to John and some of his thoughts about life and communication. So it's an interesting thing. But I would say to you that the exact opposite of that, being in space looking at Earth, is being at Bryce Canyon or being in Colorado and looking at space that way. It's almost like the exact opposite, but the same kind of impact.
Yeah, because every little star, it's just a little dot for us out there too. But, I mean, you're right. It's that sort of stuff is hard for me to ever put into perspective. You know, you take an airplane and you get up and you can see the grids of like a farmland, or you can see.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like, it still seems somewhat like, okay, I could drive from here to there. No big deal. But you know, the further you go up, and then once you burst through and you're sitting in outer space, it's like, wow, it really is all just one little thing. It's
yeah. Anyway, there's our deep thoughts by Jack Handy moment of the day. Fast Wi-Fi. You use it to connect just about everything, which means having fast Wi-Fi matters a lot. That's why Xfinity offers gig speed Wi-Fi, the fastest Wi-Fi you can get. That's a big deal. It's a big deal for streaming big games, having big meetings, and making big plans. It's a big deal for families with one kid or two kids or three kids, especially if there's one kid who has enough devices for 10 kids. It's a big deal for gamers who are streaming while someone else is posting about their virtual spin class. And yet it's also a big deal for a quiet Friday night in, because fast Wi-Fi makes everything better. Check out our new gig speed Wi-Fi or any of our other speed options. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 25 Mbps download speed for $25 a month for 12 months. Click, call, or visit a store today. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible gateway. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Advertised offer requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 5/2021. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fee extra and subject to change after term. Regular rates apply. Here is Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 64, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 41. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 60, and Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:23.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
First National Bank has been in Central Illinois for 90 years, proudly serving the communities of Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and now Decatur. FNB is known as the Quality Bank for the way they help all their customers with their personal and commercial banking needs. With FNB, you'll receive competitive rates, state-of-the-art mobile banking, fraud protection, and quality service. Visit fnbpena.com or come see Matt Beavers and Doug DeHorty in Decatur. First National Bank, the Quality Bank.
Hello. This is Tony Holly, Director of Strategic Grant Making at the Community Foundation of Macon County. For over 20 years, our donors have generously given back to help change the lives of thousands of area residents. The Community Works grant application is now open to support two vital areas here in Macon County for improvements in workforce development and education, with over $234,000 awarded to impact the quality of life for everyone in our community. If you are a registered not-for-profit, church, or school with a project needing funding in either of these crucial areas, go to MaconCountyGives.org and apply through the online portal by May 5th. For more information about the Community Works program, call me at 217-429-3000. Go to MaconCountyGives.org and apply through the online portal by May 5th. Grant recipients will be announced June 1st. Together, we uplift and strengthen our community.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. Dr. Dana Ray, straight ahead. Now, would you pay $600 for a Transformer robot?
If you're talking about the one that self-transforms, maybe.
It seems kind of expensive for what is basically a toy or a collectible. It wouldn't be in my wheelhouse, but when I read the story over the weekend, I wondered if it would be in yours.
If I'm being honest, I'm not a huge Transformers guy, so I would probably sit that one out, but I mean, I'm certainly very interested in it.
37 years, several animated series, multi-billion-dollar movie franchise, and now the dream is real, an auto-converting Optimus Prime action figure. The collaboration between Hasbro and Robos and Robotics, the Transformers Optimus Prime auto-converting programmable advanced robot collector's edition combines a mobile app with 27 ways to transform from a big rig to a 19-inch tall robot. The toy has over 5,000 parts and 60 microchips involved. So I'm trying to sort of hype it up to value the $699 price tag.
Yeah, I think it's in terms of the machinery and everything, it is a really a high-end sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's about a good price for it.
Triggered by either the app or a button or voice commands, it also responds to.
It'd have to at this point.
I got to feel like, though, you get this thing, and then once you've done it, it's like kind of a one-trick pony, and you go, yeah, that was $700.
I would bet that more than half of them never get transformed once.
Oh, because people don't want to take it out of the box or do anything with it for the collectible mark? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. And if it comes with an NFT, maybe I would consider it. I need both in my purchase.
All right, we've only got about a minute. I sent you the Scott Galloway newsletter on the NFTs. What did you think of that? By the way, if you haven't signed up for for Prof G, the podcast, or the weekly newsletter, I would highly, highly recommend it. Because I just love the way this guy thinks. What did you think about his take on the old guy system versus the new disruptor?
It was an unbelievable read. And I read so much about NFTs over the weekend, and that was honestly one of the better thought out pieces. Not that that's not what he does. I mean, that's clearly what he does. But this is another one of those things that the genie is all the way out of the bottle in terms of people looking at digital stuff as a new currency. I mean, it really is going to happen.
The question is, you know, what will it do to literally the currency that exists? What will it do to banks? What will it do to life as we know it? And how long will it take to do that, right? I mean, those are the major areas of questions that are still unanswered.
Yeah, and I sent you something last week where cryptocurrency, the amount that's being invested, is now valued at more than is sitting in United States banks right now, or global banks right now.
We're in for a Mr. Toad's wild ride over the next few years, for sure. And as terrifying as that can be, it can also be wonderful. Disruptors aren't always a negative thing. We've got to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. As I said, Dr. Dana Ray will join us from Crossing Healthcare. And will we really be going Botox wild coming out of the pandemic? We've got a lot to get to here, folks, and we only have a half hour left to cram it all in. We'll be back after stories and news. We'll take a quick break and back with more right after this. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now. New daily COVID-19 cases rose above 4,000 on Friday for the first time since the end of January. The number of COVID patients in the hospital is also increasing. The good news is that on Thursday, there was another record day for vaccinations, with more than 164,000 doses administered on Thursday, according to Governor J.B. Pritzker.
That's a great direction. We just need to make sure that everybody is following mitigations that exist today, wearing their mask, doing the right thing.
The governor says those that are ending up in the hospital are typically those that have not yet been vaccinated. Everyone in Illinois age 16 and older will be eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine beginning today. More than 80 counties have already expanded eligibility, and there are more than 1,000 vaccination sites across the state, says Governor J.B. Pritzker.
The danger of the new variants spreading means that we want every dose to get into arms as soon as humanly possible.
More than 700 cases of COVID variants have been confirmed so far in Illinois. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Protests in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, outside Minneapolis, over the police shooting death of a 20-year-old black man during a traffic stop.
We saw rocks and other objects thrown at the police department. There were reports of shots fired in the area of the police department.
State Public Safety Commissioner John Harrington. Police say the suspect had a warrant out for his arrest and was shot getting back in the car to drive off. President Biden meets with members of Congress today from both parties about his $2 trillion infrastructure plan.
Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker balked at the price tag on ABC's This Week.
Way too high for me.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said on Fox News Sunday,
"We don't have a lot of work to do to persuade the American people that U.S. infrastructure needs major improvement."
The White House has released state-by-state numbers outlining the dire shape of roads, bridges, the power grid, and affordable housing.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 64, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 41. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 60, and Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
All right, I'm assuming we're still on the air, and we'll just jump in there. All right, I got a couple of things before Dr. Dana Ray joins us. The Nike thing came to a conclusion over the weekend. There was a settlement reached. You know, we've been talking about this with Lil Nas X. Did I change your mind? Did you change your mind? Did other things change your mind in this case? Because clearly Nike seemed to have the upper hand in backing down this organization that sold all of these pairs of these Satan shoes, which created all this controversy. I'm just asking you where you are today versus a week ago when we first talked about this.
Yeah, when you sent that over, I did a little reading on it as well. And I feel like about 90% of where I was at, I'm still with. I feel like I'm fine with them buying up some shoes. I'm fine with them repurposing them and putting them out there, as long as they don't say Nike, you know, they don't use Nike in their advertising, I'm okay with all of that. Where they lost, and I think rightfully so, so I have flipped, is that they didn't do enough to not make those look like off the shelf, straight up Nikes. They put trinkets on the top, and I gotta say that it just wasn't enough for it not to damage Nike's brand. Now, if they would have taken the swoosh off, flipped it upside down, cut it up, done something like this, I would say I'm 100% all in on Mischief and Lil Nas X, that project, because I'm fine with all of it. They just basically made some Air Maxes.
Okay, now here's my take on this, and it is a take from afar. So there's no inside knowledge or information, and I might be missing the motivation by a mile. My thought process on this is that Mischief and Lil Nas X don't even care about the end result of this. They got what they wanted, which was all of the publicity.
Yeah, I'm with that all the way. And it doesn't hurt to get like $1 million or whatever, sure.
Well, not if they have to buy all of the shoes back and can't sell them. I mean, there's the settlement involved them not being able to distribute these.
Well, they already sold them. The only one that didn't sell was their big one, you know, the number 666. They had to stop at that point, but they had all been sold.
Yeah, but they have to reimburse that. I mean, so they're not gonna profit off this outside. I mean, there was a settlement reached after the story that I sent you about them getting a restraining order in court. So,
so they Googled that. The buyback happened.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But what was the publicity worth, good and or bad? And there's the old phrase, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. I think some people would argue that's not true, but they got what they got. Was it more about art or was it more about just controversy? And sometimes that is art, and sometimes it's just a money grab. I don't know. But I did notice that Kanye West is now, they're expecting Sotheby's to get more than $1 million for a pair of his sneakers that were worn during his 2008 Grammy Awards appearance. Now, this was a deal that he did with Mark Smith for Nike.
Yeah.
And they are the Nike Air Yeezy 1 prototypes, and they're expected to get more than $1 million at auction. Now, here's the strange thing to me. In 2019, Sotheby's had its first auction dedicated entirely to sneakers. And in May of last year, so this isn't a long time ago, this is last year, a pair of 1985 Air Jordan 1s, which were designed for and worn by Michael Jordan, sold for a world record $560,000. It seems weird to me that Kanye West's Grammy appearance would be twice as valuable as an actual worn pair of shoes by Michael Jordan.
Yeah, it is a little weird, but in this particular case, Michael wore several pairs of shoes, and Kanye wore this very specific pair at this monumentous part of his career. And he had limited a deal with Nike to begin with, and these were prototypes. He's now an Adidas guy, so there's like five or six different factors in here that add up the rarity, and certainly they're scarce. You know, so I think that's why that is. It's a one-off kind of thing.
All right.
I'll take the MJs over that, no question.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not downplaying Kanye West's value. I'm saying, to me, in the pantheon of sort of iconic figures, Michael Jordan still owns that title.
Yeah, there's no question. But there are other pairs of those shoes that exist, you know, so...
It would be interesting for me to know what the Air Jordan or the Jordan shoes, like where they exist today in the billions, like as far as retail sales. Because, as you mentioned, Kanye West ended that collaboration with Nike in 2013 and then took the brand to Adidas. And Forbes said last week that the Yeezy brand of sneakers brought in $1.7 billion in sales in the year 2020.
Which is crazy because they're hard to get.
Yeah, well, I would like to know where that stands with Jordan's number, like, last year.
My guess, just anecdotally, because I have so many different pairs of Jordans, and I'm not even a sneakerhead, that the opportunity, I would guess it's at least tenfold. At least tenfold.
Oh, you...
Probably 20-fold.
You're telling me that Jordan sold $20 billion
worth of sneakers? Well, how did Kanye sell...
I don't,
That doesn't mathematically make sense.
Well, look at the price point.
Right, but Jordan shoes are 180 to 200 plus bucks. Kanye's shoes come
not
out
all of them. Not all of them. Air Jordan. Okay. I'll look that up.
Yeah, we gotta look.
See what
that
I
up.
Can find during the break. I doubt seriously, as big as the Jordan name is, even all these years later after playing, that he is selling 20 times $1.7 billion in shoe sales.
I agree. That sounds silly. And I need to walk that back, but I'm having a harder time believing that Kanye in first. I believe you. Don't get me wrong, but I wonder if that counts secondary market or what, because
I don't know. It's according to Forbes. I don't think they go into this stuff lightly.
Well, maybe it counts as clothes.
The Yeezy brand.
Yeah.
Of sneakers brought what? In sneakers brought in an estimated $1.7 billion in sales in 2020.
You can't just walk into a store and get them. It's hard for me to land on that. And I know they're popular. I'm saying, like, I would go buy some. You go to the store, they're gone. That's why, I mean, Jordans, you can get some off the shelf at least.
Okay.
It's weird. It doesn't add up to me. I'm curious. I need to look into this.
Maybe that's the aftermarket value as well. I mean, not just the initial purchase, but because you say 270, but how many people are actually getting a pair at $270?
I don't know. Well, yeah, if you have to go buy them in secondary, they're more expensive than that. There's not as many to buy as what I'm getting at. So I'm kind of confused.
Okay. I'm kind of confused how we ended up valuing any of this.
Right.
I really am. Not to discount the popularity or all of that. The sneaker culture is something I have a hard time. I mean, I understand the collectability. Yeah. I understand the demand. I understand all of that, like anything else. At the end of the day, we're all selling hamburgers. But I it is almost a mind-blowing number when you look at the totality of all of it.
Yeah, I'm with you with that. And you know, Kanye is on the meteoric rise. And a lot of it has to do with his shoes and his brand. I mean, that's super cool, I guess.
All right, we'll take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Basement with a Y. That's basement E.
It's basement T.
Basement E?
It's basement T.
Oh, basement T. Basement T. I get it. That's the basement waterproofing and foundation repair experts at Woods Basement Systems.
Right. The all things basement T experts at Woods Basement Systems will provide you a free estimate and dry out that wet basement and fix that cracked foundation. Call 800-388-9326 or go online to woodsbasementsystems.com.
That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
The all-new NowDecatur.com. Informative, compelling content for an engaged community. NowDecatur.com is a fresh, lifestyle-driven look at what's happening in town. Features, videos, podcasts, photos, with no pop-up ads and things to keep you from the content you want. And it's all free. Get deeper connections and learn about racial equity with our partners at the Community Foundation of Macon County. Plus, features on arts and culture and more. It's all available now at NowDecatur.com.
Lex with the Double X battery. Generations of power. Batteries of all shapes and sizes. Excellent service. Exceptional value. Lex battery offers so many choices.
Before you go out on the open highway or the open waters, make sure your battery is ready to get you there and get you back. Hi, I'm Laurie from Rex Battery, and we have the right battery for your motorcycle or boat. Since every boater knows the frustration of running the battery down on a boating trip, we even carry lightweight lithium-ion jump packs you can carry along and get you going again. Think about all the things you do outside that need batteries. Motorcycles, boats, the kids' remote control toys, even lawn equipment. If it needs a battery, we've got the battery. Don't let your summer fun get cut short because of a battery. Come to Rex Battery.
Rex with a double X battery.
generations of power.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. Dr. Dana Ray joins us from Crossing Healthcare. Dr. Ray, good morning. Thank you for being with us. I hope you had a great weekend.
I did. Thank you. I hope you had the same.
I did. A little rainy, but we had some sunshine this morning, which does the mental health a great jump start. All right, let's start with vaccines. I know you guys are offering clinics for both Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. Appointment availability started Friday, April 9th. What are we looking at here as far as qualifications? I think available to anyone 18 or older who live or work in Macon County. Is that correct?
Correct. Actually, we have been discussing internally not even necessarily requiring people to live in Macon County because we want people to get vaccinated. And right now with the excess in vaccines that we have, we're just encouraging anyone who is 18 or older to come to our facility and we will vaccinate you. Today and tomorrow, I believe we have Johnson & Johnson. And then the remainder of the week, we have Moderna that is available. And so the quickest and easiest way is to go to Crossing Healthcare website and click on a link, and you will be able to then register for the vaccine of your choice.
Okay, and then you guys are doing extended hours, 8 a.m. Until noon, and then 1 p.m. until 3:30. People can expect, what, about 20, 25 minutes tops? I mean, I know you have a 15-minute wait time after the vaccine has been administered just to make sure there's no reactions. You got healthcare professionals standing by. It's so efficient, so effective. And yet, do you feel like that we just right now are kind of up against the wall as far as people that are still reluctant to do this?
Correct. So reluctancy is the biggest factor right now. I just went to a ministry yesterday locally and talked to their parishioners about getting vaccinated and addressed their concerns. And one of the things that has been proven to be most effective is having conversations like that, face-to-face conversations, if hopefully with social distancing and all of that,
yes.
or virtually having conversations with people about those concerns that they have so that they can feel more at ease about getting the vaccine.
You know, Dr. Ray, I watched a special on CNN this weekend with Dr. Sanjay Gupta about vaccines and a lot about the misinformation and about how, you know, a relatively small amount of people have been responsible for spreading so much of this misinformation. And if you break it down, and this was even before COVID, but certainly has been multiplied during the past 12 months, there really isn't the reason for the irrational fear that is out there.
You know, it's fear. Like you said, it's fear. It's fear of the unknown. It's fear of what if I'm the one that is going to receive an adverse outcome. And my message has been to people that if you receive COVID or catch COVID, that is going to be just as devastating, if not more devastating, than if you get the vaccine. The whole reason for us pushing a vaccine is because we want to decrease death rates and we want to decrease hospitalizations. The vaccines have been proven to do that very well. And so if we want to see a decrease in the death of loved ones, of people that we know, and to see decrease in hospitalizations, then the way to do that is to get vaccinated.
Let me ask you this. For all too many people, the conversation in and around COVID over the last year is either you get it and you're fine or you get it and you die. There's a whole lot of in between. We're looking at mental health issues. We're looking at these long haulers and some people who are still a year later dealing with this. There's a lot of gray in between being okay and passing away.
Correct. Correct. And, you know, and that is the one message that is not getting out to people, that you can have a long life, I mean, a long sequel of events that's going to take place as a result of catching COVID. But there hasn't been a lot of emphasis on that. And we cannot predict who's going to have those adverse outcomes. So are you going to be someone who's going to be totally asymptomatic, no health issues at all as a result of receiving COVID? Are you going to be one of the long haulers who's having issues with mental fog or just neurological issues as a result? Or are you going to be one that is, you know, going to be hospitalized on event for weeks and possibly end up close to death or dying? We don't know that. There is no predictor other than the fact that if you have chronic health issues that you're at more at risk, but there's healthy people who have no medical issues who are not bouncing back from COVID.
Yeah, and what we're seeing with the variants, not only here in the United States, but around the world, there's just heartbreaking stories coming out of Brazil. But these variants seem to be attacking younger age victims more so than what we've had in the past year.
Correct. And the message that I want our listeners to hear is that some of those variants are in our community. As a result of some news articles that went out this weekend, we have four different variants that's present in Macon County. And so we can no longer just say, well, that's the East Coast or the West Coast. It's right here in Central Illinois. And so the more people who get vaccinated, the less likelihood of you getting COVID and getting one of those variants. And having, again, someone in your life or yourself having adverse health outcomes as a result of COVID.
All right. Once again, Crossing Healthcare is offering vaccine clinics. They are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until noon, and then 1 to 3:30. You can go to crossinghealthcare.org/COVID-19 to make an appointment. Dr. Ray, we appreciate it. Thank you for your leadership and your hard work, and we'll talk to you next week, Dr. Dana Ray. One of my favorite people. She was a great city council member and has a great story and continues to serve this community at a capacity that is almost hard to understand just how much work goes into that and what they're doing on the campus of Crossing. All right, we get back on the other side of the break. Nick is furiously doing research on Air Jordans. By the way, there was a huge spike during The Last Dance.
Oh, there had to be. MJ right there front and center and seeing those classic shoes that happened and now be on the shelves?
Yes. All right. We'll get to that on the other side of the break. Here is Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 64 and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 41. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 60 and Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:50.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Market appreciation coupled with low inventory and strong buyer demand makes now the perfect time to sell your home. If your home is market ready and priced appropriately, it's selling fast. Get a jump on the spring market and give us a call at 217-875-0555 or visit brinkotter.com today to connect with one of our highly experienced agents. Our technology, experience, and network are your powerful advantage.
Find your way home. Brinkotter.com.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, did I read a story over the weekend that Dave Grohl met Paul Stanley at his, like, kids' grade school?
I didn't hear that.
like he was one of his idols, you know, yeah. growing up, and he like literally ran into him at like at a school event where his kid goes to school.
Oh, that's awesome.
And got a chance to meet him. I heard the Kiss bump music and made me think about that story I read. All right, update me on the revenue comparison between the Jordan brand and the Kanye West Yeezy line as far as this crazy money being spent on sneaker culture here in, well, not just America, around the world.
Yeah, Forbes, this is as of like 2020, looking back at 2019, had the sneaker market at $100 billion, primary shoes sold, all different brands combined. The secondary market or the resale market is only at $6 billion, but still, that's secondary sales, you know, that are going through
sure.
as well.
Michael, and that's probably also harder to get an accurate number on.
That's exactly right. That's just from one place, you know, StockX. They have yeah. a StockX is claiming that their market, Jordan still is the king, 23% of the market, with higher premiums being sold to their shoes or paid for their shoes, and Yeezy number two, with Nike third and Adidas fourth. So their partnerships are right there. Kanye having 18% of the secondary market.
All right, now let me ask you a question here, without turning this into, Kramer's, you know, money show on you know, whatever. You said the Jordan brand had a revenue of $3.1 billion, in the fiscal year 2019. That, is that sneakers only, or is that the Jordan brand overall?
That was probably the brand overall, which included jerseys and probably shorts.
I would
and stuff.
Just assume that what he has in college athletics versus, you know, Kanye West not have. I mean, that there's probably a lot more in there than, I mean, just sneakers. I mean, if you just look at like University of Michigan or something,
right.
for example, that's got to be a gigantic chunk. You know, when you take that across colleges, you know, that mm-hmm. Jumpman thing
yeah.
still having, you know, that value. I don't have any problem believing that value with his name is more valuable than Kanye West, but it's not as far apart as you would think.
No, not anymore, especially now Kanye having signed a deal with The Gap, you know, and their existing marketplace. There are articles being written right now by Yahoo Finance, Forbes, about who is going to be the top endorser between the two of them. I mean,
that's
that
crazy.
Close. Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Well, listen, kudos to both of them. I'm all for capitalism, and whatever the market bears. And if people are willing to buy it, they're willing to buy it. I get brand. I understand brand. I understand, people wanting what they want. It's hard for me to believe that we've gotten to the point. You know, there were some NBA players and other athletes who purposely did shoes that were less expensive because they worried about what was happening, particularly in inner city America, about the value of these. And at points in time, you've had people killed over them. You know, you've had other things. And I'm not laying that on Kanye West or Michael Jordan. I'm just saying there were people who took a different approach to this.
Yeah, Stephon Marbury is probably the most notable with his Starberry line that was available at, for $20, $25. Shaq had some as well. There's been several. Karl Malone with the LA gear. You can go through the list. But, yeah, it was a serious reaction to people being murdered over shoes. So, yeah.
Well, whatever you place your value in, it's certainly not worth someone's life.
No.
That much is for certain. I got to tell you, I did learn this morning that one of those Virginia cops has been fired. I don't know if you saw the video over the weekend of them. In this interaction with a United States Army officer in uniform in a traffic stop. And there's just nothing about any of it that makes any sense at all. And I think that with all due respect to every law enforcement officer out there, the more of this that happens, meaning this small town who has already fired one of these officers, you know, the better it is going to be for you as law enforcement in the long run.
Yeah, the rest of that day, I'm sure those officers did everything they were supposed to do all throughout serving their community. It doesn't make the headline.
No. But watching these two guys and the reaction, and this is the good thing about body cams, and this is the good thing about the technology, is that it's going to exonerate people who are doing it the right way, and you're going to find the bad cops that give everybody else a bad name and get rid of them. For crying out loud, this is a serving officer in the United States Army in uniform. And there is just no rhyme or reason to what happened there other than what you expect it to be, which is horrible behavior. So that they fired one of those officers. I'm sure the other one's on the way out. And that's what should happen. And when that does happen, it's going to be better for every other man and woman wearing the uniform on the streets, not to mention the citizenry itself. All right, that's it for us. We've got a lot to get to this week, so we're very excited to have you back with us and happy to be with you. If you missed any of the show today, podcasts are presented by the Bob Brady Auto Group and are available at Nauticator.com or wherever you get your podcast. We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine. Thank you for listening.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Schuyler with your stories now. The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater announced the addition of Grammy Award-winning artist Maya to the headliner act Genuine with special guest Chingy to perform on Saturday, August 21st. IDPH, CDC, and Macon County COVID-19 guidelines may affect show details. If the event is postponed or rescheduled related to COVID-19, tickets purchased for the original show date will be honored for the new date. Refund options may also be available. For more information on ticket prices and availability, go to nowdecatur.com. Everyone in Illinois age 16 and older will be eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine beginning today. More than 80 counties have already...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.